caution and out of respect for my fellow commissioners, staff, and the public, I've decided to attend today's meeting via Zoom. Over the holidays, I picked up a cold. As a precaution, I was tested for COVID, and the results came back negative. Regardless, I wanted to be sure I was no longer contagious before going out in public. And again, that's why I'll be attending today's meeting in Zoom. So with that said, we are going to move on to today's agenda. I don't have a gavel with me, but today is January 4, 2022. Quorum is present, and we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 10:01. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Bringing us on to item number three. This is election of chairman to the Story County Board of County Commissioners for a term of 1 year, pursuant to Story County Code 2.04.008. I guess I'll start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any comments or questions?
No, Jay, I'd like to nominate you to take the seat as the chairman of the Story County Commission for this next year. I hope you'll be comfortable accepting that. I think you've done a wonderful job for us, and I'd like to consider and see that track continue.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. It would be my honor. There is a motion on the floor. Is there a second for that?
Yeah, I'm happy to second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to take any public comment on this?
Do we?
As an agenda item, I would imagine.
I would recommend it, yes.
All right, let's go ahead and take public comment on this then. Is there any public comment regarding item number three and the election of a chairman? Not seeing any public comment. I'm going to rely on you folks in the courtroom to see if there's anybody coming up to the podium. I can't see it from here.
Yeah, we're good. We'll let you know if there's someone.
Thanks. So not seeing any public comment. Well, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again. It'll be my pleasure to serve as chairman again for another year. Moving right along to item number four. This is election of vice chairman to the Story County Board of County Commissioners for a term of 1 year pursuant to the Story County Code 2.04.008. We'll go to public comment first. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. I'll go to Commissioner Gilman first. Do you have any questions or comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to motion to ask Clay Mitchell to take the position as our vice chairman of the Story County Board of County Commission for this next year. I hope he'll be comfortable taking that. I think he's done a wonderful job this first year of representing the county.
I'm assuming he's willing to take the position. I'm happy to second that motion. So there's a motion. I will second that. I guess we're not leaving you a choice, Clay.
That's fine. I'm happy to accept. Thank you.
Thank you. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, everybody. And we will get on to regular business now. Moving on to item number five, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the agenda for January 4, 2022. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I have one small comment. Austin?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Thank you, Austin Osborne, County Manager. Just to bring to your attention, there are no agenda items missing, but there is a number 15 missing, so the agenda goes to 14 and then 16. Just for the record and for future reference, the agenda is fine otherwise.
Noted. Thank you. Again, one more chance for public comment regarding today's agenda. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number six is today's consent agenda. is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself if you're calling in. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments regarding today's consent agenda?
No, thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I would just say I'm pleased with what we came up with as far as the appointments and those things. I see Mr. Hoyle here in the room. I wanted to thank him for his interest in participating in the VCTC, and I think we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm going to echo those sentiments. I'd like to thank Corrado for his years of service on the board and obviously for Mr. Hoyle for stepping up. So with that said, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number seven. This is public comment. A public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. This comment should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment on items not listed on today's agenda? Give it just another minute here. Not seeing any public comment. We're going to move right along to item number eight. This is discussion only. No action and no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to go ahead and start off with the sheriff's office. I see we have Deputy Dosen with us today. Tony, do you have any report for the sheriff's office?
Sorry about that. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Happy New Year, and nothing to report at this time.
All right. Thank you for that, Tony. Moving right along to the fire department, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. Just two things. One, we have started our Christmas tree recycling. It'll go from the 3rd to the 13th. So we do have locations down, Station 74 in Lockwood, 73 down in Mark Twain, the Ice House here, and as well as where we have the piles out at 72. So that is free to the public. If they like to bring by their trees, we do chip them up and keep a chip pile that can later be used by people that can come get it for free and use it for landscaping if they so desire. And the other thing that I want to report is just because of some illnesses and some injuries, we are down a significant amount of staff. We are doing everything to keep the doors open and the lights on, but some of our additional services will be a little bit limited over the next couple of weeks, but we'll make sure we try to address them all in a timely manner as we can. And I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the chief?
Well, I just wish everyone that's sick well. I know there seems to be a wave of sickness going around now the country, and I wish everyone that's struggling with that well today. Right, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. I'll pass that along.
Vice Chairman, do you have anything for the chief?
No, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have anything for you either. Just sending some well wishes. Like I said, I know what it feels like. I was down for a few days. It's not fun. So hope all you guys get better soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Moving right along to Public Works. I think Mike Northan's taking this today.
Morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Mike Northan, in for Director Wiersbicki. Big story for Public Works, obviously, is the snow. First priority, of course, is the public roads and critical infrastructure. I did a bunch of shoveling with the buildings and grounds crew. I do want to point out some of our personnel were working 14-hour shifts. They'd have to go home for the required 6 hours of downtime, and then they were right back at it again. And in the middle of all this, of course, we had a water main break in the Silver City area that has since been repaired, but that does stress our resources considerably. The pace of work, when you get into something like this, results generally in stress on the equipment. And during the week around Christmas, the vehicle repair shop was a little short-handed. I just want to point out Colt Dotson did a great job keeping our plows running and along with repairing ambulances and SO vehicles, and ended up helping out in the shop a little bit as well, which was fun. Today and the next couple of days, we're going to be doing some widening and mainly moving the stockpiled snow out of the parking lot. So you'll see the public works personnel and dump trucks hauling the snow out of town. And that's all I have for public works. And if you like, I can do my projects update if you like.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Not a lot to report there. I have a lot of projects that I have to restart the fires on. We generally get sandbagged this time of year. The architects and engineers are not in the office. And the contractors generally run into personnel and staffing issues. So I'm going to be pushing forward on a number of fronts, and I'll have a full report for you coming up on all those fronts. The only other thing that's active right now is the courthouse pavers. I have to get the contract and scope of work put together and get that over to the contractor and to our county manager for signatures, and then that work will be proceeding. And with that, I'll take any questions, sirs.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike Northan regarding public works or projects?
No question. Thank you. I'm appreciative of all the hard work of everybody. My goodness, this has been a real test for the entire team, and everybody gave their all and still are. Thank you for that.
Indeed. Vice Chairman, do you have anything for Mike?
Mike, my only question is the with the courthouse paver project, how weather dependent is that as far as progress goes?
A project like that, you can generally push on if it's not super miserable. It's not an indoor project that needs to be dried in or anything. So we might be able to press on with that during this downtime. If it's downpouring rain, we're not going to try not to make a mess. Part of that project is going to involve moving those blocks out into the streets. We're going to block off a portion of that. So we want to be sensitive to snow removal or any types of events coming up. So we'll be watching that carefully.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. I don't have any questions for you.
Thank you.
All right. Moving right along to communications. Becky Parsons.
Hello, Becky Parsons for the record. The only thing we have new is that the state is updating their system for our criminal history and how we run everybody. So that will be coming up here in the next couple of years. However, we need to prepare for it now. That's all I have.
Thank you, Becky. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Becky?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Becky. Moving right along to emergency management, Laura Mather. Is Laura with us today?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Good morning. Laura Mather for the record. I have a quick COVID update. For the week ending December 29th, we had zero new cases. So this keeps us under the more lenient mask requirements for Story County. And I want to remind everybody of the resources that are out there with all the changes that are coming through from the CDC. To go to gethealthycarsoncity.org. They keep their website up to date. All of the changes in the isolation, the quarantine, the mask mandates, they're keeping up on that. So I encourage people to go to that website if they have any questions. They're also free to call me directly. My office number is 847-0986, or my work cell is the easiest way to get a hold of me, and that's 775-432-4081, and I'm also happy to answer any questions. With regard to the weather, as we move through this winter, I want to remind the citizens of Story County that we have a lot of sandbags. We have them stationed throughout the county. Lots of sandbags, lots of sand. Again, any questions on getting a sandbag, where they are, how do you go about getting them, either call my office number or my cell phone. I'm happy to answer any questions. We are monitoring the weather as it's moving through this week. As of just about a half an hour ago, I got the latest weather report. And it says, quote, increased confidence in a weaker storm late Thursday night into Friday. So I know we've been monitoring the possibility of rain on Friday. That storm is weakening. Emergency management, the fire department, the sheriff's office, we're all monitoring the various parts of the county and keeping an eye on any possibility of the need for sandbags. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report. Moving on to community relations, Honey Tapley.
Good morning, Honey Tapley, community relations for the record. I just wanted to follow up a little bit on what Mike Northern was saying. We really appreciate what Public Works has done to keep us getting into our office over at the cottage. We've had some technical difficulties with our heater, and also I managed to blow a breaker trying to heat the office myself with a space heater, and every time something comes up, Rudy, Jeff, or Tyler, they are always there, honestly, within minutes to help us out, and they come and they never have a bad attitude, and I know these guys are busy, and I know they're working hard, and shoveling snow is no joke. So I appreciate what they've done for us at the cottage, and also with our sandbag sheds, we need to pass clear to them. And on top of all the road work and getting the roads clear for the people walking on C Street, they took the time and went down and immediately got our sandbag sheds cleared out. So, you know, anytime we ask for them, they're there, and we just want them to know that we really appreciate the efforts that they have put in. And I only mention Rudy and Tyler and Jeff by name because they're the ones we see at the cottage, but I know that all of Public Works has a hand in helping them get to help us out. So that's the end of my report. So thank you.
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
No questions. Thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving right along to the BCTC, Denny Dotson.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, and Happy New Year, everyone. Really nothing new that we don't do every year at the start of January, which is plan to have a big party all year here in Virginia City. So that's what our staff is working on, is just all the marketing plans, special event plans, everything we want to do between here and Piper's, and putting it together in our budget. But we certainly did finish the year, the Christmas season, in a wonderful note. I think that's one of our best Christmas seasons we've had since I've been here. I'm not too sure once we see the numbers that we'll see that Virginia City overall had one of its best years in a long time. So it's a great bounce back from where we were a year ago. So with that, I just look forward to putting it all together with everybody, and that's the end of my report.
Thank you for that report, Denny. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Denny?
No questions, but a congratulations on a really great job. Yeah, a great year for the county under very adverse circumstances. And Denny, you and your crew have stood tall during this entire year, and I knew during very difficult times. So a sincere personal thank you, and I know everyone in the county is very grateful. C Street especially. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything for Denny?
No, just want to echo those sentiments. Thank you.
And at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I got to agree with my fellow commissioners. Denny, you and your team have done a fantastic job. All things considered, you know, while the country seemed to be falling apart, the tourism industry in Virginia City seemed to be rocking and rolling like there was nothing going on. So tip my hat to you and your team. You guys have done an outstanding job. So thank you. Moving right along to all things water and sewer. We have Mike Nevin with us today. We do not. Moving on to the comptroller's office, Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, everybody. I just want to reiterate what Honey said. Thank you to Public Works for everything they've done. I mean, we see from our office definitely that they have all gone above and beyond. So I just want to give an extra thank you. As well, I want to let you guys know that we are moving into our budgets, and I welcome any thoughts from the commissioners, public, staff, on how they'd like to see things changed or done differently, and look for further updates as we move on to a very exciting budget season.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Jennifer?
I do not. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman?
Nor I. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report, Jennifer. Moving on to the assessor's office. We have Assessor Seddon with us today. Looks like we don't. How about the planning department? Kathy Canfield?
Good morning, everybody. I just want to give you an update on a couple of things. One being the AT&T tower that's going on by Public Works and the building department up there. They're finishing up their construction, and we've been told that originally that this was supposed to become online in January. I'm still trying to track down the right person to confirm that that's the case, but we think we're getting really close. So as soon as I get a confirmation, I'll let you know that we've had a couple inquiries, so I'll let everybody know where we are with that. And the other thing is we have a planning commission meeting on January 20th at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be in the courthouse and also via Zoom. And we have a guest speaker for that is Michael Vishner, who is with the State of Nevada Division of Minerals. He recently spoke and gave a presentation at a planning conference that I was at. And he had a very, very interesting presentation about the minerals, not only in the United States and the state of Nevada, how it interacts with the world at large, and how our little county plays such a big part in this. So after the meeting, I'd asked him if he would give that presentation to us, and he was more than happy to. So I invite everybody that can, even if you can't come in person, to listen in on Zoom, because he'll be presenting that. It was just a very, very, I found it very interesting. So hopefully a lot of people will be able to attend. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you for that report, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you, Kathy.
Vice Chairman, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving on to the recorder's office, Marnie Hanson-Martinez.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Nothing to report.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem. How about the IT department? Tim Shropshire. We have Tim with us today? Doesn't look like it. We will move on to Human Resources, Toby Whitten.
Good morning, Chairman. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year. Human Resources has nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you for that. Moving on to Community Development, Pete Renaud.
Good morning, Commissioners. Nothing really much to add except for applications are still coming in, lots of them, lots of work coming up this next year, and our department's looking forward to a great year. And thank you guys for everything you've done for us this past year.
Thank you for that, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Pete?
No, thank you, Pete.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
I would like to say the same back to you, Pete, and your department. I've heard nothing but good things about the building department. I think you guys have been doing a stellar job out there, especially out at the industrial park and within our communities. So, definitely kudos to you and your staff. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll pass that along.
Thanks. Moving right along to Eric Schoen at the Community Chest.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Happy New Year. Not much to report except that we're back to regular programming now that the holidays are over. So all of our youth programs, our before and after school programs, and our early childhood education programs are fully open in case anybody needs to use those services. The library is open as well.
Thank you for that, Eric.
Yep.
Commissioner Gilman, anything for Eric?
No, thank you, Eric.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, moving along to the Senior Center. Stacy York, are you with us today?
Yes, good morning. Stacy York for the record. I start with an update about a coworker who has recently passed. She was a huge volunteer out in Lockwood. Her name was Louise Pena. We lost her right before Christmas. On other updates, we have a COVID vaccine clinic today at the Senior Center. It'll be from 3 to 4. And the Senior Center here in Virginia City will be running a fundraiser for Valentine's Day flowers. So if you want to get your loved one or friends or family any flowers, stop by the Senior Center and place your order. And that's it for today.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Stacy?
No, thank you, Stacy.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Stacy, I did have a question. What are the flowers costing this year?
We have a dozen roses wrapped for $35, or a flower bouquet that's not roses for $25.
All right. And they can just give you a call at what number?
At 775-847-0957.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. I know I saw the judge out there. How about the Justice Court? Judge Harrington, you have any good news for us in this new year?
Good morning, everyone. No, nothing to report. Just listening in on the commissioners' meeting. But Happy New Year's to everyone.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. All right, moving on to the DA's office. I see Assistant DA here. Do we have DA Langer here with us too, or just you?
I believe it's just myself, Mr. Chairman. Right. Keith Loomis, I have nothing to report today.
Okay, that's always a good thing. Moving on to the County Manager's office. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple items. Just to let you know that Linda Ritter's been working with departments, including my office, for strategic plan. And we believe in February or March that those documents will be ready for the board to take consideration. And then at that point, we'll return back to the elected offices after the appointed offices do the same, bring that back to the board. So we are approaching a point where the board will be able to take action on our strategic plan for the entire county. Next is the capital improvement plan. We're putting the final touches on that, making little changes, working with Jennifer on some budgetary matters and funds with that. And we believe on the January 18th or the February 1st meeting of the Board of Commissioners, that will be up for consideration. And at this point, the latest document is on the county website for the public to review and comment. It's very simple. On the homepage, there's a big box that says CIP. So that's where it is. I just, too, want to thank our Public Works folks for all the work they've done in the snow removal. They're literally working 24 hours, 7 days a week. I understand 14 hours per DOT and doing a fine job. And I have received almost zero complaints from the public and people from the public that are very grateful for the work that these folks are doing around the clock across the entire county, including the industrial park and Virginia City and Mark Twain and otherwise. And yes, they've had all kinds of challenges with equipment and things, and but they nevertheless have been able to persevere and get through this. So my personal thank you. Next is Commissioner Carmona, and I have communicated with Waste Management on developing a plan for the Highlands with the amount of snow in that community and the certain roads that are inaccessible to the large equipment. We are working with Waste Management on potential remediation for that. As we're aware, there's the large snow containers out there by Station 72. They certainly have been used for those people that are not able to get curbside service at the moment. We are planning a town hall here in the next couple of weeks that will talk to the folks about a plan that we have that will be able to make it right for those people that are paying for those services, and we'll continue to get service just under some mitigation here with during these big snow events. And Commissioner Carmona may want to speak more to that, but I appreciate his support and working with us on this. And then last, I just want to welcome Paul Hoyle to our team. Really look forward to working with you and the VCTC, and love what you do with your hotel. Thank you.
Yeah, I do, before I go to my fellow commissioners, I do just want to add, so the dumpsters were actually removed yesterday, but I spoke with Rich at Waste Management this morning before the meeting, and due to the road conditions, they're actually going to bring back three dumpsters this time, and I think they will be there either this afternoon or tomorrow morning. And I'll go ahead and notify the Highlands community of that. And then once we get that Zoom date for the town hall set, I'll be sure to publish that as well. So at the current moment, there are not dumpsters at 72, but they will be back there shortly. So with that said, Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for County Manager?
I do not. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman, do you have any questions for the County Manager?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Austin. Last but not least, the county clerk, Vanessa, do you have anything for us?
Nothing today.
All right. Thank you. All right. Again, wanted to thank all of staff for your updates today, and for some of the elected officials that chose to join us at the meeting today. It's always a pleasure to see you. We're going to go ahead and move right along to board comments. No action, no public comment will be taken. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any comments today, Commissioner?
Jay, yes, I'd like to follow up on Stacy's comment. I want to very sadly note a very untimely passing of Louise Pena down in our Lockwood community. Louise was a personal friend of many, many years. And she was a tremendous driver in Story County. She was a friend of Story County. She cared greatly about our county, and you could find her active and donating her time in everything we were looking at doing. She made a lot of trips up to our county commission, and I will tell you that the county is going to miss her, and she'll be sorely missed in my life. I appreciated everything she did, and it saddens me that we lost her in such an untimely way. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have anything today?
I'll just echo those sentiments as well, and wish everyone a happy new year, and extend as well. I think our department heads and elected officials have done a great job highlighting some of the excellent work that staff has done in keeping things rolling during these challenging weather conditions. And I want to thank them as well for all the hard work, and just the community in general. You know, as I've kind of monitored what's been going on around me, I've noticed lots of people willing to step up and just help out. And that, you know, noting neighbors that need something in particular, or matching up needs and resources, or hauling people out of the ditches, it really makes a big difference. Because, you know, as a county, we have limited resources, and I think that's the way we want to keep it. We don't want to get oversized, but at the same time, when we have difficult situations, then we rely on the community to step up and help their neighbors. And so I just want to thank everyone who's been helping with that, and will continue to, I'm sure. And looking forward to the new year, lots of exciting prospects. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Vice Chairman. I'm going to jump on your wagon here. It's this last month, I mean, this last year and a half, 2 years has been trying for our county, but I think we've really seen folks step up in this last month. You know, I've seen a lot of residents step up for folks in need. Our staff, our department heads, everybody has really pulled together. And as I stated at the last meeting, I really wouldn't want to live in any other county in northern in Nevada. And I think we have a real gem here. There's, you know, we're surrounded by people who care. And that's a very special thing. To touch on what Commissioner Gilman said regarding Luis Pena, you know, I've gone 45 years of my life and I've turned down every dance that has ever been offered to me. But at our barbecue last year, Luis Pena was able to somehow get me on the dance floor. And I would like to leave on a positive note. You know, she put a smile on my face and, you know, my wife couldn't get me to dance at our wedding, but Louise and her charm was able to pull me on the dance floor. And, you know, like I said, I'm left with a positive memory of Louise. And I know she will be missed by her community and those who knew her. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and move on to item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of letter of interest for appointment of planning commissioner to serve a term representing Precinct 2, which is Virginia City and Gold Hill District, position on the Story County Planning Commission. I believe Lindy's taking this one.
No, this is Kathy.
Kathy, sorry. Yep.
So we had advertised for the position for the Precinct 2, which is the Virginia City Gold Hill District. We received one application, and it was from Mr. Jim Hindle. He is currently on our planning commission and has done an excellent job, and staff is grateful that he chose to reapply and is highly recommending he be reappointed.
Thank you for that, Kathy. I know we have the applicant here. We're going to go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding the
planning commission?
Does the applicant want to say anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jim Hindle for the record. I just want to say that it has been my honor to serve on the Planning Commission for several years now, and I look forward to continuing that if it be your choice. And I thank you for the consideration of yourself, the Vice Chair, and Commissioner Gilman. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the applicant, also known as Jim Hindle?
Other than say that Jim stands very tall in Story County, and he assumes a lot of responsibility in a lot of different directions. We welcome him on the Planning Commission, and I think a lot of you. Thank you, Jim, for taking on that challenge again.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman, do you have anything regarding this item?
Yeah, I'll just say that I wholeheartedly support Mr. Hindle continuing in this role. If I'm not mistaken, he's our longest-serving Planning Commissioner at this point. He provides excellent stability and wisdom and experience, good perspective on things, and I think that really is does a credit to the county, so I'm supportive.
Indeed. I think you both have said it very well. With that said, would you entertain a motion then?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Jim Hindle to represent Precinct 2, Virginia City Gold Hill District position on the Story County Planning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Well, it's official, Jim. You are back on for another term. Thank you again for your service.
Thank you very much, commissioners.
All right. Moving right along to item number 11. This is discussion for possible action. Preview, comment on, and possible direction to staff regarding ClearGov transparency webpage development. I think Comptroller McCain's going to take this one, or who's going to handle this?
I am.
All right.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. Let me see if I can share my screen with you, give you a little preview of what we've been working on. All right. You should be looking at Elko County website. I just wanted to share with you Elko County so you can see how easy it will be once we put the Transparency Center on our website. I am on the Fiscal Affairs Department, and that is just the click of a button is how easy it's going to be to see where our transparency information is once we load it onto the website. So moving with that, you can see Story County's page here. This is our overview page. I've given a little blurb on the fact that we will update our financials. Currently, we will do it every quarter, and that will be after I update the board on how the previous quarter went. So the numbers that you're going to see are actually for our first quarter ending September 30th. On the overview page, you can, if scrolling down, you see a snapshot of the demographics. And if we click more demographics, it will take us to the main tab. And we'll get to that. Scrolling down gives a financial overview. We have our revenue and our expenses, and we can navigate through that by clicking on each fund. We can look at the general fund or Story County as a whole. We can then narrow it down into each individual fund. And if we scroll all the way down, we also have the fire department as a separate entity. Moving on with that, if we click onto the revenue page, we have from 2020 to 2021 financials on here, and we see what we totally budgeted for. We're still in the fire page because we clicked on that. I can move it back up and look at the general fund and still navigate however we want to see that. This gives us collected to date. Again, this is as of September 30th. And we can view this information. The public can view this in any chart form that they prefer to look at. Pie chart seems to be the easiest, and that is the default. Then over here in this section, it gives you the percentages of how much of our revenue is each of the categories. If we want to drill down further, we look at ad valorem, and it gives us the total. Actuals that was collected, we can move our cursor over each year and it tells you the actuals for each year. And then on the current year, it gives you what we budgeted and how much was collected so far. These blue amounts give you per capita, and that's broken down into per Story County resident, how much is attributed to that. And if we just continue to scroll down, we see all the different types of revenue we collect. Intergovernmental funding, charges for services, fines and forfeitures, as well as miscellaneous revenue. And all of those things carry through to each separate classification. If we move on to expenditures, it always takes a little minute to load right now. Sorry about that. We're still in the general fund. This is an interesting piece that we kind of like. Instead of seeing per capita, I can put in here, for example, I pay general public $5,000 in my property taxes. If I click show contributions here, as we scroll down, we'll no longer see per capita. You will see what the person putting their amount in will see how much of their $5,000 has gone to each of our expense categories. So my $5,000 that I put in here went towards general government expenses at $3,151. We can further break that down. And now this is the general fund category, which total budgeted was $10 million. Total spent to date is $3.9 million. This pie chart gives you all of the departments in the general fund that are considered general government. And scrolling down a little bit further, For example, we have the commissioner's budget, which is our now our catch-all budget. There is a place under each of these where we can give a little blurb to explain things. And what I have explained here is the reason for the increase in the commissioner's budget is the fact that we've taken the administrative budget, which was the catch-all, and moved it into the commissioner's. If it is not specified budget or actual, this number here is actual spent thus far. And we can just scroll down deeper into these. I just wanted to show you the administrative budget then has dropped dramatically for the same reason. Clicking on the administrative budget, we can break down into then more detail, and it gives a chart and the percentages on how much that department has spent on service and supplies, benefits, and salaries. Those categories will change according to the departments or the funds. So for example, if I want to change from all of these funds, from the general fund, excuse me, I can do all funds, or we can, you just simply want to see the roads budget, which is separate from the general fund. You can still put your taxes in, see how much money you have spent on the roads department, their budget, and the breakdown. We can then break down further with the Public Works Roads Department and see where they have spent their money on service and supplies, salaries, etc. Demographics is an interesting tab, and I think it's an important one specifically for Story County. This shows what our population is, and this should be updated with the 2020 census in the coming year. They're a little behind, I'm told, because of COVID and other situations. So this shows you how our population has grown, but if we scroll down, the amount of information that's on this page is very helpful. This daytime population is a number that I'm working on being able to change. We know that we have more employees than 1,000 out in the park. We can change this to show how many people are driven to our county to work here, to visit here. And that number can be greatly increased from our standard population to show why some of our public services are stretched, our sheriff's department, our fire department, etc. Demographics also shows you our population by age, which is important when we come to budget. Looking at this, we see that senior services is an important aspect of our budget, seeing how between 65 and 74 is the highest level of our residents. We also have total household incomes, how they're broken down, married, families, singles, seniors, and where we compare to the rest of the state. There's several other items on here about the economics of our household, what our median income is. And it goes on and on and on. What our housing values are, and these things will all change as of the 2020 census. Another tab that we have here is our debt, which I think it's important to show this specifically for the water and sewer funds. As we all know, the water and sewer funds support themselves with the customers that they provide services to. And over the past few years, we have had several needs to upgrade our infrastructure, and it's not over. So this gives our public a bird's eye view of how much debt the county has incurred to upgrade their system, and shows them reasons where they can see in black and white or color, as we see here, that you know, we have to pay for those upgrades and the reasons for that. A couple things. Do you have any questions so far on what I've shown you on the Story County site?
I don't have any questions, Jennifer.
Okay, just a couple things I wanted to show you on a couple other sites that we are working on. This is called Dashboards, and I'm hoping that I can get some buy-in from the other departments. This gives each department a chance to explain who they are, why they spend the money they do, why if, for example, they have a big purchase coming up in the CIP, they can explain why they need that. Another aspect is to, we're all working on our strategic plans. This is a great opportunity to, for each department to put their mission here. This is just an example of Mantic's financial department. They give their mission statement, what departments are involved in the finances of the government, how that is split up, and the matrix that they use in their strategic plan that show why they do what they do. If we look at the police, it's generally the same, which would be our sheriff. They give their mission statement. This is an opportunity for the budget highlights to say, hey, I'm purchasing two new cars, I'm getting rid of three old cars, or that kind of information. Why maybe he's decided we need more, a couple more deputies, because look back at that demographic page. We have 10,000 people here daily. This police department's given an example of who's in charge and each level of who you can talk to for what reasons. So that is another page that we'll be working on in the future. And working with Austin's CIP, or the county's CIP, Austin's baby, this is a project page that I would like to implement at some point. This shows the map of Douglasville, and the city is quite large. They have, as you can see, a lot of different projects. I think showing the map is important to us. Our county is very spread out, and if we can get some kind of process on how we put our projects on here, it will show countywide where our residents' taxes are going and how we are improving their lives. For example, we would have the Virginia City Highlands Community Center Fire Base shown on here. In the future, something's going on in Mark Twain or Lockwood Senior Center. It would be on the map, and any resident, any person can click on that project, open it up, and we would be able to put anything on here that we want. Pictures of the construction or what we anticipate a new building looking like, where it exactly in the map, how much we plan on spending. This project, you can see, has been completed, but it shows you exactly how much was budgeted, and lucky for them, they've spent exactly what they were budgeted, and how much went to each section of the construction. It can get as detailed as we want. A high overview, I think, is probably better. This also project management section right here is important to show some of those large projects. If we take a project, for example, the Justice Center that's already completed, if we would have had one of these current phase things, the public could see that that project, when it was being proposed, where we were trying to get input from the public, how we were trying to find the revenues, when we're in the planning stages, where construction was going to start. So it alleviates, just gives more information on what we're planning on doing. So the demographics and these project pages are two things that we'll be working on after our site goes live, and hopefully that will happen by the end of the month. But I would love any of your input, anything that you would like to see changed, expanded. I welcome the commissioners and all department heads if they would like anything put on their dashboard or anything specific said about their budget in their expenditure or revenue sections. I'm happy to write those up in these comment sections. That's all I have.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. Let's go to public comment. Excuse me, public comment first. Is there any public comment regarding the new ClearGov website? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions for Jennifer? You're on mute.
I don't have specific questions, Jennifer. This is a wonderful outcome. We've been looking forward to being able to generate this kind of information for our county every year that I've been involved in the government. I know there's going to be a lot of our public folks that are going to be really excited to be able to find this information on a regular basis. It seems to me to be, at least first blush, incredibly comprehensive. One thing I'm curious about is so much information, and how are you going to delegate the responsibility for the constant updating? There's going to be a lot of work here, seems to me, in updating the entire package. Are you going to allocate that to the varied departments, or are you taking that responsibility, or who's going to be responsible for keeping this very current?
Currently, I will be solely responsible for updating this until I'm comfortable and am ready to push it out. That is the reason why it won't be updated every month. It's just going to be every quarter because, as you know, there's time constraints to all of those kinds of things. So to answer your question short, it will be myself in my office.
Yeah, you're taking on a big task, and I certainly commend you for that. And it would seem to me that we're going to have to focus here in future as to how you're going to expand that and how you're going to delegate. It's tremendous information, and updated on a timely basis. I think going to find it very useful in our county. I thank you for all this effort, Jennifer. It's fabulous, in my opinion.
Thank you. And with that being said, I guess if it's not updated, you only have one place to go to complain.
I'm sorry about that. I really am.
That's all right.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Jennifer?
No. Just a big thank you. This is great. It's going to save me having to get out markers and draw my own pie charts because it's certainly something that I think is valuable, and I'm to help people understand and to have that accountability and transparency. So I'm really hoping as well that, for example, the project management piece will also help with engagement. I'm hoping that we can use that as another resource for people who want to be engaged to go to and see what projects and be aware of projects when they're in a phase where input can be given. I think a lot of people don't tune in until we're past that phase, and so I'm hoping that will foster some more input and participation as we work through the different projects that are on our plate. So thank you, Jennifer. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jennifer, definitely kudos to you and the team for getting this together. I'm thoroughly excited. I can't wait till this thing goes live. There is so much information I look forward to sharing with the constituents, Story County. One question I did have, this obviously does not tie into our current accounting software, right? You have to manually put in these numbers.
I send ClearGov our reports quarterly, and they upload everything.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so that's not too bad.
No.
And that's part of the fee that we pay ClearGov?
Correct.
Okay. I am very excited. Hopefully, at the end of the month, we can get this thing launched. Without going too much into the weeds, what we're looking at right now is this sort of the like this Story County banner up top. Is this kind of the design we're looking at?
No, we can change that. This is just their generic canned version. Gotcha. I will be reaching out to probably Denny to see what kind of pictures they have that might work with this. I'd okay. also like to put a phone number on there, you know, give some more general information. If anybody wants an explanation to any of these figures that they have, they need a place to call. So
absolutely.
Not bombard you or Austin.
Absolutely. I'll miss the phone calls, but that's fine. yeah, all jokes aside, this is fantastic. Definitely looking forward to launch date. And, you know, I know learning a new system isn't easy. So great job to, again, to you and your staff on getting this thing rolling. I'm extremely pleased. So with that said, not seeing any public comment and not seeing any other questions from my fellow commissioners, I believe we have a motion on this. If I'm not mistaken, Vice Chairman, do we have a motion on this?
Yeah, I can certainly make it. Is it just to move them forward? Is that the idea?
Mm-hmm. I think we were just a discussion, and if you had any direction that you wanted to give me,
okay.
And there is some motion.
Yeah, I think we're
staff on your cover sheet.
Yeah, I'm happy to make that motion. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff to move forward with the ClearGov transparency website.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. One step closer to transparency. I love it.
All right. Thanks
again,
thank you,
Jennifer. All right. Moving right along to item number 12, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the community project grant application. The Comstock Cemetery Foundation in the amount of $8,800 for the installation of a French drain to control erosion caused by water runoff in the historic carriageway, which serves as a walking path. I believe Laura Mather is going to take this one.
Thank you. Laura Mather for the record. The Comstock Cemetery Foundation submitted an application for $8,800 to go towards the drain installation. Cal Dillon gave us a tour of the area that's affected, and it's a substantial issue. You can really see the culvert that's been sort of gouged out of the hike or the walking path. It is one of the main paths that goes around the cemetery used by Story County citizens as well as our visitors from around the world. It's a very interesting and peaceful walk around the cemetery, and again, the current culvert and the drainage issue goes right through that walking path. So I think it is definitely a worthwhile project and a benefit to the community for this grant.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the grant for the Cemetery Foundation? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Laura regarding this grant?
Well, I'm in 100% agreement with Laura. It's a well worthwhile project, in my opinion.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chairman, do you have anything regarding this grant?
Yeah, no, I'm supportive as well. One of the things that I was concerned about as I first looked at it was if this would create ongoing expenses or maintenance, but it appears that it's pretty minimal, if anything, as they have other similar installations that have not required virtually any maintenance for years. So I think that's a good use of grant money. Of course, we want to be careful that we don't put something into place that then ends up being a burden. And so I'm satisfied that this will be a good improvement that doesn't do that.
And if I can add something real quick to that. So this is partial coverage of the cost of that. The Comstock Cemetery Foundation has secured in-kind donations as well as other funding for this.
Great.
Great. Thank you for that. I don't have any comments. So with that said, Vice Chairman, if you'd entertain a motion.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Hang on, I just need to do a little bit of massaging on the wording here. All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the community project grant application by the Comstock Cemetery Foundation in the amount of $8,800 for the installation of a French drain to control erosion caused by water runoff in the historic carriageway, which serves as a walking path.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to item number 13. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to proclaim January 2022 as National Radon Action Month in Story County. I believe Honey Tapley is taking this.
Good morning again, Honey Tapley with Community Relations for the record. January is National Radon Action Month, and I am here on behalf of the UNR Cooperative Extension to raise awareness about radon. Radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas that is the primary cause of lung cancer among non-smokers and the leading cause of lung cancer for smokers. In Nevada, test results show that radon is present at elevated concentrations in about 1 out of 4 tested homes. As winter is the best time for testing for radon, the University of Nevada, Reno Extension, is offering free radon test kits to Nevadans during January and February. The free test kits are available at the Extension in Washoe at 4955 Energy Way in Reno from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And they're also available at the Incline Village Recreation Center at 980 Incline Way. And all of these kits are available, again, free of charge from January 1st through February 28th. And if there's anybody who is not able to get their kit in person, the test kits can be ordered online by visiting extension.unr.edu/radon. And if there are no questions at this time, I can read the proclamation for Story County.
Let's go to public comment first before you read the proclamation. Is there any public comment regarding National Radon Month? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding this?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chair?
No, thank you.
All right. Honey, you can go ahead and read the proclamation.
National Radon Action Month proclamation by Story County, Nevada. Whereas many Story County residents may not be informed about radon, yet for the safety and health of their families need to know that radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas and is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers and the second leading cause of lung cancer in smokers. And whereas the Environmental Protection Agency estimates 21,000 people in the United States die each year from lung cancer caused by indoor radon exposure, and radon kills more people than secondhand smoke, drunk driving, falls in the home, drowning, or home fires. And whereas a home may have elevated levels of radon, even if neighboring homes do not, and living in a home with an average radon level of 4 picocuries per liter of air poses a similar risk of developing lung cancer as smoking half a pack of cigarettes a day. And whereas testing is the only way to know if a home has an elevated radon level, and testing is easy and inexpensive, and when identified, homes can be fixed. And whereas the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension, the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency support efforts to encourage all Story County residents to test their homes for radon, mitigate elevated levels of radon, and have new homes built with radon-reducing materials and features.
Thank you for that, honey. Not seeing any public comment and no questions from my commissioners. Vice Chairman, would you like to make this official?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the proclamation of January 2022 as National Radon Action Month in Story County.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, honey, for that. Much appreciated. All right, moving right along to item number 14. This is the discussion of possible action, consideration and possible approval and authorization of the county manager to sign an extension to an existing contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations in the amount of $4,000 per month for lobbying and government affairs services and guidance through the June 30, 2022 of the interim legislative session. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you.
You taking this? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I probably don't need to explain much why we're doing this, but I will. As you're aware, the interim legislative session regarding innovation zones is over, but the discussions that are still going on in the region with revenue sharing and impact fees and regional impacts and all of these things that are still embedded in SCR 11, they're embedded in AB 90. Those are gone, but they're still floating about. And then AB 240 from 2019, that conversation and that bill is still active regarding regional discussions on impacts to northwestern Nevada. As you're aware, we continue to work on the white paper that will ultimately show the region the positive and other impacts that are going on in northwestern Nevada from activity occurring in Story County, as well as that occurring in other counties around the region, as well as responsibilities that the county has with regard to infrastructure and tri-payback and its own staffing and other needs to meet the demands of things that are happening internally. So the point of this whole thing is to explain that while these conversations in the legislature and regional leaders continue, that we need to continue to having competent representation in these areas, and we currently do have the Walker Group, and then in this case we would continue having the Silver State Government Relations Group to work with us and to help get us over to leadership, legislators and senators and others in the region to help promote what we're trying to accomplish here during the interim session, as well as to prepare us for the upcoming legislation or legislative session in the next year. And so it's my recommendation that we continue to retain Silver State Government Relations for these purposes. I will make a note that the amount per month is not going to change per the prior contract that is currently effective. And also, this is budgeted for and was anticipated to happen. I have looked forward to any comments or questions that you have.
Thank you, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 14 and the extension of this contract? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you want to chime in on this?
The issues surrounding this particular task that the county manager Osborne has addressed have far-reaching consequences, and the probability or possibility of tremendous impacts on our county. So I see it as one of the more important issues that we need to focus on during these next months. And I certainly believe we need the help down there of a group like Silver State. So I would tell you that I'm very much in support of continuing this contract.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think they've done excellent work with us on the things that they have that we've worked on together. And certainly I agree with Commissioner Gilman that that the conversations and issues at hand have substantial impact on the county. And so I think it makes sense for us to keep them active in this regard.
Yeah, I agree with you both. I mean, it is, you know, we say it all the time. I mean, Story County is growing every year. And, you know, unfortunately, I think this is just the cost of doing business. So many things are changing on the state level that impact us. And without, you know, adequate representation, I think we'll either miss out or, you know, maybe get the short end of the stick. So having folks looking out for us and our constituents, I think, is good. So I'm in support of this. So with that said, would you entertain a motion, Vice Chairman?
I would. And just before I go into that, I think I may want to put on the record a few suggested wording changes from Assistant DA Loomis. I'm not sure if they came out with the public information. They're minor. They're mostly just in form. But maybe if I can just go through those, and then if I can make the motion and reference them as amended, does that work?
That works for me.
Okay.
Clay, the other thing I wonder, or Jay, did we ask for public comment on this issue? I may have missed that.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Deputy DA Loomis, is that an appropriate way to proceed, just to identify those before I start the motion and then just incorporate them by reference?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the specific changes that are recommended and that I'm going to include in the motion are just, first of all, in the very first paragraph, there are two changes. The first is identifying that Silver State Government Relations is an LLC and a Nevada limited liability company. And then later on towards the end, just clarifying that both Silver State Government Relations and the county are sometimes in this agreement referred to as party or parties. And so it just clarifies that that's what that term means if it shows up. And then the second update is in subsection 2 of the agreement about notices, and it just specifically lists out where notices should be sent and lists the addresses for Silver State Government Relations. Again, which is, moved that from the first paragraph down, and that's 204 North Minnesota Street, Suite 2A in Carson City, Nevada, 89703. And then for the county, that if a notice needs to be sent, it would be sent to the county manager, P.O. Box, P.O. Drawer D in Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. And those would be the only changes. And so with that, Commissioner Mitchell moved to authorize the county manager to sign an extension to the existing contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations in the amount of $4,000 per month for lobbying and government affairs services and guidance through June 30th, 2022 of the says of the interim legislative session. Should I include
we're
that?
We're technically in the interim legislative okay. session, so that's okay.
Oh, of the interim legislative session, and to incorporate the referenced changes into the agreement.
I'll second that motion, Clay.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that. We will skip over the invisible item number 15, move on to item number 16, which is a discussion for possible action. Acknowledgement of the resignation of Vanessa Stevens as Story County Clerk, Treasurer, and direction from Board to recruit a qualified individual for appointment effective February 25th, 2022. Austin, are you going to handle this? Toby going to handle this item?
I think Toby's on here. I'll give her a moment to catch on.
I can handle this. That's fine. Thank you. This is Toby Witten, Human Resources.
Thank you.
So this item is essentially what it sounds like from the agenda. We're asking for the acknowledgement of Vanessa's resignation as Story County Clerk Treasurer, which would also be just recognition that that position will be open on the effective date of February 25th, 2022, and further looking for direction from the board as to how we proceed with recruiting to fill that position once it's open. We've prepared a draft posting to recruit for that position that should be attached to your packet. And, you know, any changes that you'd like to see made to that document or any other suggestions that you may have as far as recruiting for that position would be welcome.
All right. Thank you, Toby. Let's go to the first. Is there any public comment regarding item number 16 and the acknowledgement of the resignation or the future appointment?
This is Jennifer McCain for the record.
Yes.
I would just like to officially thank Vanessa Stevens for her time and her service to Story County. Our offices work very closely together, and she has so much information in her head that it's going to be very hard for all of us to catch up and be able to smoothly transition. I would just like to say that the person filling her shoes has a steep hill to climb, and that's all.
Thank you for that, Jennifer. I mean, it is 2022. I'm pretty sure we could stick a USB stick in there somewhere in the ear and maybe download that information, hopefully. But maybe not. So I do want to echo those sentiments. There's a wealth of knowledge in there that is going to be missed. But with that said, is there any other public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions regarding this item?
Only to say that Vanessa has been there from day one for me when I entered the government. She's been a tremendous support, and she is going to be sorely missed. I will acknowledge that she's resigning, and it's with sadness that I acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. I did just see somebody's hand pop up. So, Vice Chairman, I'm going to go to Mr. Michael Johnson first.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Michael Johnson. As I read the application or the vacancy thing, it says all interested parties must live within Story County. I do agree with that, but maybe you could give them a time limit of within 6 months or 3 months or whatever that the board feels is a comfortable number. That way you can have people outside of Story County, such as Carson or Reno, also apply for the job, knowing that they would have a time limit of to officially move to this area, not to be, you know, and that's the thing, they can live in Carson forever, but it would give you more opportunity to the people to look at. Just a suggestion. I thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Is there any other comment before I go on to Vice Chairman Mitchell? Not seeing public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, did you have any comments or questions?
So I guess my first question would be, what happens if we don't accept her resignation? Is she forced to continue? Is that an option?
You're looking for an official answer.
No, I'm not looking for an official answer. It's just wishful thinking. But so my only other comment is kind of two parts, and one ties in with maybe what Mr. Johnson was saying. I did notice in the requested qualifications, because it's an elected position, not just an appointed position, there is a requirement that the person be a resident, an elector, if you will, which means a resident, a registered voter, if you will, in the county for at least 30 days immediately preceding the close of filings for that. I would also point out that this position is up for re-election in this upcoming election in November, and so filing period for that is in March, coming up fairly quickly, and this appointment would be interim through the end of the year, but as it is pointed out as well, this person could file and run to continue in the position. One of the questions that I had, and I was looking through, and maybe I missed it, but if I believe if this is considered a partisan position, you have to run under a certain party, it may be worth including in the posting a notification that we, by law, would be required, if this is a correct understanding, to appoint someone from the same party as the person who resigned. I believe that's the way the law reads, and so I think just making that clear up front, and again, I apologize if it's in there and I missed it, I just didn't see it, but I think that's something that would avoid some confusion going in. So other than that, I you know, obviously it's something we need to move ahead with, and I would also just like to comment on the timing on it is a little interesting, just because of the way it's falling with the filing deadline for the position. It's fairly close on the heels, and so we would be making this appointment right about the same time as filing opens up, or just before filing opens up for people to run for this position. So it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of those right in a very close time frame.
Indeed. Seeing as how not accepting it's not an option, I don't have anything else to say, except again to thank Vanessa for her many years of service. The loss of institutional knowledge goes without saying. But with that said, would you feel comfortable entertaining a motion at this point, Vice Chairman?
As long as both of you gentlemen are comfortable with me adding in a provision that we specify in the listing that the person would need to be in the same party as the person who's resigning.
I do believe, Commissioner, well, it is in.
Let's see what Assistant DA Loomis has to say. He has his hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It may well be that Clay is correct on the requirement that the appointed person be of the same party, but I'd like to confirm that. And what I'd like to see is if there is an inclination to state that the person must be from the same party as the person that's resigning, that would be subject to confirmation from the district attorney's office.
Okay, I think Clay is spot on that, but obviously, if you want to word it to coincide with confirmation from your office, that's fine.
And Mr. Chairman,
that's what I'd like to do.
Okay. Mr. Austin, do you have something to interject?
Yeah, I'll just point in there. I had nothing to really interject, but the second bullet point of the second section, it does mention that, but per Commissioner Mitchell's recommendation, we can change that to explain a little bit more of what that is, as opposed to just being, it must be. And then, of course, we'll follow DA or Deputy DA Loomis's suggestion on how that is worded or how it is applicable.
Okay. Yeah, and County Manager, I saw that, and I'm not sure if that's clear enough to this specific issue for my liking, because it specifically says you have to be a registered party, a member of the party you claim to represent, and maybe by reference that incorporates it. I don't want to set an expectation for the public that's not accurate, meaning that we have the ability to consider candidates that we might not, and I don't want people to be disappointed thinking that we have more latitude in that, because we certainly want to consider anyone who meets the qualifications, but if we're limited, I want to set that up front. So, and I'm happy to do that subject to confirmation by the DA's office.
Do we, with that said, Vice Chairman, do we want to look at possibly what Mr. Johnson has talked about maybe setting a time frame for moving into the county, assuming that's not already covered?
I'm just looking at the time frame right now, and we are, according to this, we're looking to consider this at our February fourth meeting. Let's see. I'm sorry. What's proposed here is to close the filing for the position January 19th, and then we would consider it our February 4th meeting. Or that may need to be updated. I think it's February 4th, 2021. So February 2nd.
There is. I have another thing, Mr. Chairman, that might tie into this conversation. It's becoming interesting.
Please.
So, the letter does show that the potential departure of the current clerk treasurer will be February 25th. I guess if that was the case, we'll have to look at this conversation here on how that relates, and we'll work with Vanessa on that, because if that actually does happen and the person happens to be a Story County resident for 30 days and registers in the right party, if that's required, we believe it is, then that person may be eligible. So we would be happy to accept a motion to direct staff, and then also to address, making sure Keith Loomis is okay with the being a registered party of the current person, and then also working with Vanessa and Deputy DA Loomis to make sure that this 30-day thing, that the person that might fit within that window is eligible to be part of this. There's some other moving parts involved, but we'll be happy to accept a motion to that effect so we do it, that provides the maximum opportunity and correct opportunity for those that might be eligible now or at the time that the departure occurs.
All right.
Does that make sense?
That works.
It does. Yep. I mean, as I'm looking at the proposed posting here, it does make clear in the first subpoint under required qualifications that the residency requirement is 30 days immediately preceding the close of declarations of candidacy filing. So if the plan is to close that January 19th, we're already pretty much locked in with a residency requirement. I don't know if we as commissioners have the latitude, and I would suspect probably not, to set a different residency requirement than is prescribed in the law. And so my recommendation there, or my inclination is to follow the law as it's laid out for this process as far as a residency requirement goes. Unfortunately, what that means is it means that people who are not currently residing in the county would not be eligible for this interim appointment. But I believe the same law applies for running for office. And so if someone wanted to run for office, they would need to establish residency 30 days prior to the close of candidacy filing. And so that's not under our purview, but I don't think we have the power to establish a residency requirement that's different than the law.
Do you mind if I chime in again, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman? Thank you. So
yeah.
What I'm hearing, these are good questions. I'm glad you're bringing them up. I think what a suggested motion then would be pretty simply to raise it as it is, allow staff and the HR office to post in accordance with working with Vanessa and her departure, and not necessarily follow those exact postings that are in this draft posting. And I know Toby's on. She may chime in at any point, but I think that would be fine. So then there's some conversations going on with Vanessa as far as her departure date and how that might line up with the county commission meetings where an appointment may occur. There's some things that need to be lined up appropriately. So I don't think that the date of posting in this is necessarily important for today's motion. What the direction would simply be to accept the resignation and then direct staff to follow the NRS's, work with Deputy DA Keith Loomis in going ahead and recruiting for another replacement interim clerk treasurer. I think that would take care of everything and allow some flexibility administratively to figure out exactly when that posting occurs, line it up with the right commission meeting for an appointment, and I think that would be just fine, and I believe it. I've said it.
Yeah, Chairman, I think that's a great suggestion. Okay. I simplifies the motion a bit. So.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay.
So if you're good, Vice Chair, then entertain a motion, please.
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to acknowledge the upcoming resignation of Vanessa Stevens as Story County Clerk Treasurer as presented to the Board on December 21st, 2021, and to direct staff to post a notice of vacancy of the position effective February 25th, 2022, as per the letter of resignation, Further, I move to make that posting subject to approval by the DA's office and to authorize staff and the HR office to modify the posting to assure compliance with NRS and other applicable laws.
Can I ask for one small change?
Sure.
All right, if you're okay, Mr. Chairman. I think that motion, Commissioner Mitchell read, is perfect, except we would just like to remove...
Okay.
We would like to remove effective February 25, 2022, just in case there needs to be some flexibility in that date.
Okay.
Otherwise, that works for me.
If you're good with that, Commission, thank you.
Yeah, I'm fine removing the position effective February 25th, 2022, so that is not part of the motion.
I'll second that motion.
All right, so there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Moving right along to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action. This is consideration and possible approval of the business license second readings, A through G. Is there any public comment regarding the second reading of these business licenses? Not seeing any public comments. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion for these business licenses?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 17, listed as items A through G.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Bringing us on to item number 18, which is the second and final option for public comment. We'll now take public comment. If you have anything that you'd like to say, you can use the raise your hand feature or star 6 to unmute yourself. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment, we are going to move on to item number 19, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:38, and we are going to call this meeting adjourned. See you all in a couple weeks. Thank you.